Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
I'm sorry about that. Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Judgies. I fucked it up again.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet.
There you go.
My name's Josh.
My name's Rimk.
And my name's Kramstein.
And we are
the Judgies.
The Jumgies.
Oh, we weren't continuing the bit for that?
No, I'm just applauding your Jumgies.
Oh, thank you.
That sounds bad.
Damn, girl, you got some fucking Jumgies on you.
Let me clap for them Jumgies. Jumgies is like, it's like when a southerner gets gum disease. Yes. I got Jumgies.
Yeah, you got the old bull ranchers that's got Jumgies down the lane.
Down the lane?
Yeah.
Like down the lane as in down the road?
Yeah.
I gotcha. Well, you know what?
Or do you not know rancher terminology?
I mean, I figured it out with context clears.
Clears?
Happy day before Valentine's Day.
Hooray. Hopefully you're in a relationship or you're out
not.
Of a bad one.
Or yeah, it's always good to be single and it's good to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we record these roughly 10 days before. So right now,
very topical jokes. We make.
Yeah, right now we're just loving GameStop.
Yeah, move over, Jim Bebos. I'm the new quadrillionaire in town.
My girlfriend tells me I have diamond hands, but that's for a different reason.
I don't get it.
I'm good at fingering.
Yikes.
Okay.
And it's like rocks. And they're crystalline.
Why would you want rocks?
Hmm?
What do rocks have to do with that?
I got rock hands, babe. You don't want that?
You don't want paper hands. You want diamond hands.
That all sounds very uncomfortable.
Erica?
Yes?
I hear you have a story about a little young man named Dave Coulier.
No.
What's his name?
Jason Coulier.
Jason Coulier. Is
yes.
This Dave's son? Any relation?
I don't think so. Not that
cousins?
I'm aware of.
Hmm.
Stepbrothers?
Erica, you really ought to know. Continue. What's this Jason Coulier story?
All right, you guys, this shit is wild. And by the time this comes out, this might be old news, but like...
It's gonna be. It's
the internet's blowing up about it.
Now this
it's about 4 days old at this point.
It's only 2 days old. It happened 2 days ago.
So
it's about 7 days old at this point.
Now this is, of course, somehow related to Valentine's Day.
I mean...
Is it just a guy being shit?
Yeah, it's just a
it's
shitty
just
man.
It's a guy being in love.
For
in
all
a position
you people,
of power.
For all you people out there not in a relationship and thinking you're missing out, you
do
ain't.
Do I need to, like, not say his name?
It's too late.
Is it a celebrity?
No, it's just a man from Texas.
No, we're going to say his name.
Oh.
Like, he's been completely doxxed on the internet.
I'm not bleeping
Well, what's
anything.
His address?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh shit, he lives right down the lane from my meemaw.
Very good.
He lives in Stennett City, Texas, and he was the chief of police.
Oh.
Are you ready for this?
I don't think I'm ready.
I don't think you're ready for this.
Is there any jelly involved?
Can I sing the song that I sang to you earlier? I don't think you're ready for this story. Uh-huh. I don't think you're ready for this story. Okay. My story's too scandalous for you, babe.
Very good.
Thank you. I was thinking of you while I did that.
That's so crazy that I'm clipping that out and that's going to be...
The next TikTok.
That's the next TikTok for sure.
Beyonce. Like your twin.
I guess we should say at the top too. I know we're also very getting off topic, but... We do have a TikTok nearing 100,000 views on our TikTok.
Holy shit, really?
Nearly 20,000 likes. We have over 400 followers on TikTok, which
is
insane.
You fucking idiots.
We put out one talk. And we also, of course, we do this on video. We haven't officially said that even on the podcast. So if you want to watch us and listen, you can always head over to youtube.com/thejudgies.
Question mark?
I believe that's what it is. The link will be in the description of the podcast, but also play it on the podcast too. Just
listen to the audio version
for us.
Try to do that cool thing. Do the cool thing where it's like, oh, I play Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, but with our audio on top of our video. Try to sync them up.
Mute the YouTube video, but play the audio from the podcast.
Well, don't
mute it. You have to have like one volume.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Back to Dave Coulier.
Jason Coulier.
Jason Coulier is what I said.
That's what we've been saying the whole time.
Ready? Chief Jason Coulier is living a double/triple life. I was his girlfriend until yesterday. He lied to me and presented me with fake annulment documents when I found out he was married. I also found out about a second girlfriend last night. He has lied to us both, our children, and asked us both to marry him. He is a poor representative of your town. So this is a review of Stennett City.
On what,
on Facebook.
This is multiple people in a single town?
What?
He has multiple girlfriends in this single town?
I don't know if he works for the city.
Okay.
He's the chief of police. Was. He's been fired.
Okay. I always say you can never trust people who work for the city.
You never trust the people who work for the police.
Yeah. Well, that's a better way to put it. I was just trying to throw some shade on you, although I guess you don't work for the city.
I don't work for the city.
Continue.
But, you know, he asked both of us to marry him. He's a poor representative of your town. He would also visit me when he was on shift. We just returned from vacation in Taos on Sunday. Meanwhile, his other girlfriend was told he was on a work assignment in Portland, Oregon. Okay. So that's original post. This girl, her name's Cecily. So she was one of the girlfriends, right? Okay. Turns out this man had like 15. All right. So here's a post from Christy Schaefer.
Talk about a full house. Didn't like it, huh?
I'm just going to move past that one.
Girlfriend 3, Alanis Morissette. Crazy.
Did you guys get my Alanis joke earlier? Okay.
No.
I said you ought to know.
I know you said that, but is Dave Coulier in the song?
That's who the song's about. It's about him. Dave Coulier.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was like 40 and she was like 17.
Sounds about right. Okay. So there's this whole thing and I'm just kind of like reading and getting into some of these comments. Because shit is wild and there's so much happening so quickly. Like this went viral so fast. And there's something about a coffee maker. Like, there's so many memes about coffee and coffee makers. So apparently, like, Jason's really into coffee and coffee makers. So he buys his girlfriends / fiancés / wives coffee makers, like really expensive ones, like $700 coffee makers.
He doesn't want to have a bad cup of Joe in the morning when he's waking up there.
Yeah. He buys one for each house that he stays at.
Do you think he gets a different roast for every house?
I don't know. So Christy Schaefer is one of the girlfriends, I believe, and she posted asking for donations. I don't trust them, and no, I won't be a doormat, but for me in my heart, I choose forgiveness every time. We shall all stand at Judgment Day and take a personal account for our words and actions. I'm asking for donations because I hold for a cause I hold dear to me, a cause that needs help. I love that. Jesus is still in control. So she wants you to donate to Teen Challenge, which for those of you that don't know, because I didn't know and I looked it up.
Nor do I.
Is a pray away the gay
oh, hell type yeah, place. Dude.
It's like a conversion camp.
Well, that makes sense because her boyfriend is like the opposite of gay. He's fucking 15 women at once.
And then she says, P.S., it was an espresso maker, not a coffee maker.
You know, when you said $700, it's like, oh, it's probably an espresso machine.
Yeah.
So wait, so she's upset.
I think you're saying that wrong. I think it's espresso.
It is not.
No, that's the clothing company.
Ah.
So what's up with this lady? She just found out that she's just getting the attention from all of this. And she's just trying to use it to make anti-gay camps, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there's most definitely a thing. She's just trying to support
them. Trying to fund it. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Because that money definitely will go from her GoFundMe straight into that camp and not into buying a second espresso machine.
The memes in this are just insane. They're so funny. So let me pull up.
But that was a girl. That was a girlfriend.
I believe it was one of the girlfriends. So I've got a.
Sounds like this guy might need a few aliases from last episode.
We've got a timeline.
That's so long.
That's so many girls. I'll show it.
I don't know if you can really tell.
I'll read it. Don't worry.
Oh, well, you can also find it on the Facebook page, Jason Collier Netflix series.
Wait, they're making a Netflix series?
They're trying. Like, people want it to. This Facebook group was formed or created 2 days ago, and it's got over 190,000 members.
Wild.
In 2 days.
They're all his girlfriends, too. That's the crazy part.
All right. So the title of this picture that I just showed you guys is We Need to Talk About Jason. And it gives a rundown of all the women that are involved in this for the ones that are really invested in all this time. So we've got Cecily. She's the first woman to come forward, post a picture of her and her fiance, Jason, when she found out he was married. Okay, so she's got a little ring next to her because they're engaged.
Okay.
How was he going to get married to all these people? Like, there's legal documents.
Maybe it's different.
We'll get to that.
In Texas?
No, we'll get to that. All right. So then we've got Christy, who's the one I just told you about.
She sucks.
She's the second woman to come forward, claimed to be with Jason in December. She, too, was engaged to Jason. Then we've got O. His current wife has not come forward, requests privacy at this time. Then we've got M. His first wife has publicly come forward and is requesting privacy.
Okay.
Then we have Katie, was allegedly currently involved with Jason. She discovered the post. Jason messaged when it was all starting to hit the fan that he was not in a good place to continue seeing her. So she's just a girlfriend.
At least he's not ghosting her.
Mm-hmm.
It's real brave of them.
Yeah.
That's a good
point. That's a little bit of nobleness.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got Angie. In Facebook responses to Cecily, she claimed that Jason did the same thing to her in 2007. So also supposedly engaged.
This dude just doesn't know what engaged means. He's just like, will you marry me? He's just skipping going out and just like, will you
straight to
please
marriage.
Marry
it's
me?
It's a bold move.
No, see, the issue is he's not proposing. He's trying to remember people's names. Or he's like, will you marry me? He's just trying to remember people's names.
So next we have Heather. In a Facebook response, most likely to Cecily.
You know Heather just fucking blew his shit up.
Claimed to meet Jason through a dating app. They were dating from November through December 2020. She also posted photos with him.
The balls to be on a dating app.
Yeah,
it's one thing to do it in person.
An unknown woman. A former acquaintance of Jason's came forward and claimed that between 2005 and 2006, Jason was allegedly caught cheating on his wife with an 18-year-old woman.
How old is he?
53? I don't know. No, he's not that old.
109?
Like maybe late 30s, early 40s, mid-40s maybe.
So this is Dave Coulier is what you're saying.
Dave Coulier is like way older than that.
But
he was 40 at the time.
You're right. Okay. So then we've got Sarah. She was tagged in the comments as a possible fiance, but she's not come forward yet. Then we have Brenna. Posted screenshots of alleged pictures and text messages between her and Jason. She's just a girlfriend. Another unknown woman But this unknown woman's daughter came forward, but the woman has not publicly come forward.
This dude has so much money. I'm just caught up. He must have fucking gotten GameStop early, because this dude is buying like 11 engagement rings at this point.
He's the
17 espresso machines.
We've got six engagement rings so far. Seven engagement rings. And two wedding bands.
What's the dude's name? The NFD or NF? Yeah, right.
I have no idea what
you're FVD, talking. The guy who like started the GameStop stuff.
Oh.
It's this guy. It's
too deep.
Okay. Then we have Amy. She also claimed that she met Jason off a dating app. Only went on one date, shared screenshots from the dating app.
Then we have... that's just so stupid. If you're on a dating app, they can just screenshot it and you're fucked.
Uh-huh.
At least in person, you have plausible deniability. Be like, no, I was just out with a coworker. I was chasing a lead. I was doing some undercover.
I'm undercover.
I was undercover.
I was under her cover. Oh,
no.
Did I come in too late?
Josh,
was
this your story or is this my story?
That just means that it was a bad joke because we all said it. It's not very original.
We all said that the same exact time. And it was,
we're mind melding.
It's definitely funny when I said it, though. Funniest.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have a teenage girl.
Yikes. Ooh.
Like under 18.
Came forward on Cecily's post as allegedly one of Jason's girlfriends. She is 17 and requests privacy.
Jason, my guy, you almost had it all, but you flew too close to the sun.
Then we have A, was allegedly with Jason in 1998 and became engaged, left him when he was caught with a nurse and before he got married to his first wife.
I almost thought you were gonna say a nerd for a second, like it's like, oh, he was with a nerd, so I left his ass.
Then we have Christy. She came forward on Cecily's post, posted text messages and photos to confirm. Claimed Jason tried to date her in December of 2020 and even bought her a ring. But she doesn't have an engagement ring next to her name. It's just a heart, meaning that they were just boyfriend, girlfriend. But, like, I wonder if that means that she said no.
Ooh. I wonder how long this dude takes before he pops the question.
Ooh, this is like military, bro. It's like third day. He's like, will you please marry me so I can get this bonus?
So I can get this bonus. Yeah, of course, police unions famously give bonuses for multiple wives.
Hey, man. Maybe you found a loophole, all right?
You found a few loopholes.
Hey.
Under those covers.
Okay, so his current wife is Opal.
Yeah, that's...
These are all horrible names. You haven't said a good name yet.
Okay. I'm trying to find more of this shit because it's just insane.
How many fiancés do you think you could juggle, Josh?
I mean, depends. They got any jumgies or what?
A few of them have jumgies.
I'd say more jumgies, the less juggling I could do.
Okay.
I mean, I barely get by having one girlfriend.
Yeah, you are constantly just fucking that up.
Yeah. Huh? Like, I'll just, like, forget to, like... Like, we'll be on a date, and I'll just be like, what? Where are we at?
I was checking out that nerd over there.
Why are we inside of an Applebee's during the pandemic? I do love the Applebee's ambiance.
The ambiance.
The COVID-19 tastes really good on these tendies after I traded all these GameStop stocks.
Yeah, so this is just wild.
So, this dude's a police chief. Well,
not anymore. He got fired. Oh, so the whole thing with Cecily, she posted and said in her original post that when she found out that he was married, she confronted him about it and was like, what the fuck? And then he gave her falsified annulment documents to say that he was no longer married. So because he's chief of police and she had these documents, she went to the police station and was like, hey, your man is falsifying information.
Somebody come get your man.
So now he's been arrested.
Okay.
And he's charged with falsifying legal documents.
How illegal is that?
Apparently it's like a felony and it's...
Because of tax implications.
But
he's
going to go like to the nice jail though.
I just mean like how long is he going to go in jail?
I have no idea.
3 weeks?
Because honestly, like on a level that just seems
well,
like...
Well, yeah, he's white, so you know he'll get off early.
Well, and he's got all that money.
He's also a chief of police.
He's got all that money from syndication, so you know he posted bond.
Boo.
So, I mean, yeah, like, I guess it's probably just the tax things that makes it a felony, because all these people, like, if these women were filing as, like, married filed jointly, and this dude's income is getting, like, yeah, that's funny as fuck.
It's insane. So, like, the memes are just so funny.
What's the show gonna be about?
Okay.
Just a close-up of this dude boning 15 different girls?
I think like the insanity of all of it. Like,
it's going to be like Game of Thrones style. It's going to be like the first season's going to be a lot of boobs and a lot of...
A lot of new characters that you can't remember their names. And
then by like season 6, that's when we're looking into like the meat of the story. And we're going to figure out why Opal got such a bad name. She got... It's a bad deal, buddy.
Why did they give one person a nickname of O when there's an Opal?
Because she requests privacy.
But, like, why O?
Because she wanted to be known as Olana, and then the next lady's name was M, and she was Morissette.
And she of course. Christ. Olana Morissette. Very good. Very good.
I disapprove.
I've been sitting on that joke. It came to me about 15 seconds too late. I was like, I won't stop the story for this, but...
You should have. Josh
would have.
Hang on. Stop your interesting story. I need to make a shit joke for a second. Uh-huh. But of course, I don't know. Sometimes like you give me that feedback and it hurts to swallow. It's like a jagged little pill.
I hate you.
Look, here's another. I've been trying to think of this joke. What do the fucking girls say? That's their catchphrase. The little girls. The twins, but there's only one of them. On Full House.
You
got it, dude.
You mean... Mary Kay and Ashley Olsen?
No, it's their other twin, the third twin.
Oh.
Wanda.
Yeah, what's her name?
Wanda.
Yeah, Amanda? Now she's on
WandaVision.
That's
not Amanda.
Amanda Bynes. Please.
Amanda, please.
Amanda Bynes, of course, the third Olsen twin.
Doesn't it start with an A?
There is no third twin. It's a joke.
Well, it's not a third twin.
There's a third sister.
Yeah. So, I didn't realize that was going to be that long.
I told you, it's like I didn't even break the surface. I feel like there's so much going on with it.
If you're new to this podcast, we read funny internet stories and judge them.
I had to get it off my chest.
I thought it was just going to be like a little like, did you hear about this guy? And then, but very good.
Yeah, this reminds me. Do you remember that Facebook drama that started with those two girls in my hometown?
Oh, yeah. Where it was...
That was some crazy local drama. I wish that I could still find those posts because, so this one girl, these two girls I went to high school with.
O and M.
Yeah.
Sure. So O got married to R.
Okay.
Okay. So they're married. Okay. She's cheating on him like the whole time. Supposedly. Allegedly. So.
Allegedly.
Yes. Yes, I suppose. So then they're like in the midst of like. I don't know. They're separating. She's seeing other people. She claims that it's all because she can't have kids. Like, she's unable to have kids. And R really wants kids. But he disputes that fact. Okay, so anyway, M comes in. And she starts hooking up with R. And now they have a baby together.
Uh-oh.
O and R got divorced.
Of course.
And now... M and R moved to Texas, of all places. I mean, it's where all the drama ends up. I don't know.
To the same town as this guy.
Stantonville or whatever.
Stinnett City or something like that. No, I don't think it's the same.
I think it's the same one.
Now
right down the lane from my meemaw.
That's where Steven lives.
They have a baby together. But, like, the Facebook fight that just ensued, thousands of comments. Okay, just between, like, people in a 700-person town.
It was wild.
It was insane. It got so much traction on a local level. It made the radio station. It made the local radio station. It was
wild. That's how you know we're fucking small town pieces of shit. It was like, it was on the radio.
It was.
Ma, you hear that? Turn it up.
That's literally how it was. Like, my mom called me immediately. She's like, did you see all the shit? I was like, of course I did. I was up till 2 a.m. reading all the comments.
It's on 105.3, the drama.
Yeah. And like... Everybody's mom was weighing in on it, like O's mom, R's mom, M's mom.
Mom's and aunts are coming in and saying, like, well, M's a piece of shit.
And they're, like, the town was divided. Just divided.
350 on one side, 350 on the other.
Mm-hmm.
That was just, like, peak Facebook days back when just find drama. Now people are just yelling at each other about nonsense.
I don't remember if this was on Facebook or Twitter. It might have been Facebook. But like my junior year of high school, me and someone I was friends with, we were like, hey man, wouldn't it be funny if we like fake fought on Facebook? And so we get into this huge fight on Facebook, like just trashing each
about
other.
What?
I don't remember. We just like calling each other.
What was it?
It got a little bit too personal at one point. Ooh. Like where we were actually kind of like throwing insults.
Ouch.
And then we're like, all right, man, I'll fucking meet you tomorrow morning at this time before school starts. And we go and we did like this whole walk up. And look, maybe it's me misremembering it. I feel like a ton of people were watching.
Probably.
I feel like there were people like, oh my God, here he comes. He's walking down.
It's and then going we, down.
And
dude.
Then we just walked up and like dropped our backpacks and then hugged each other and walked away.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And we thought we were the funniest fucking people in the world.
I mean, that's like pretty good drama for like high school. Like,
we're just like, for like 4 days, we were playing it. Like, oh yeah, let's get into a Facebook.
This is going to be so fucking awesome. That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Imagine if you did like at lunch, like when it was like a real big scene.
Look, if we were smart, we would have done that.
Would have really worked on your timing, the ESO or whatever it's called, or SEO.
The search engine optimization.
Yeah, you'd really work on that and make sure everybody knew that was happening. Get all eyes on deck. Then you could have plugged the pod and you're like, hey, in like in 8 years from now, I'm probably going to have a podcast they should be listening to.
I don't even know if that guy listens to the podcast. Fake friend.
Name him.
Fuck Name it. Him. I'm calling you out. Meet me. Once the pandemic's over, meet me at this spot. And we'll
this
fight.
Time we're fighting for real, motherfucker.
Maybe in our high school, same spot.
All right. Are you ready for a news story? Or do we need to take a break already? I don't even know how long I talked. Like, it was all just
we're about 25 minutes in.
I mean, that's usually when we take a break, isn't it?
Yeah, we could take a break. Gather our thoughts. And that guy can gather his thoughts.
Hey. No, let's not shame these women. It's not their fault.
Oh.
Oh.
Do you think it's their fault?
No. I mean,
okay. It's Joshua.
How good looking does this guy look?
Oh, do you want to see a picture of
this
him?
This dude's either like fucking Matthew McConaughey.
Or, he's not cute.
Or he's like the ugliest motherfucker in the world. But he just has blind confidence.
He's not cute.
He just looks like a white dude.
He doesn't look like he'd drink espresso.
Oh, he's got crazy eyes.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he'd drink espresso.
That
he looks like he drinks too much espresso.
We'll throw up, Erica, send that to me. We'll throw that up on, or send it to Christian, I guess. We'll throw that up on the,
right here.
Have fun editing that.
It's real easy.
Sure. All right.
Have fun taking this break.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
I'll do my quick little thing.
Is it something I have to be quick on? Do I have to improv?
Is that what you tell
Can
Aurora?
I start practicing now.
And we're back. That's absolutely in. Excuse you very much. Shame her, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely shame her.
That was very funny.
Shame you. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Please write into the pod and tell us how funny we are. Sorry. How funny I am.
Right into the pod, over under how long I last in the sack.
Ew.
Over under...
How many sacks do you think I can hack, dude?
Over under 4 minutes and 53 seconds.
I definitely can't hacky sack that long.
Hacky sack is so hard.
You're telling me. All right. Of course, in the essence of Valentine's Day, I think it'd be fun. Let's design our perfect date.
Oh, God.
Then everybody, all of our listeners will know.
I really wish you would have gave me a heads up. I'm going to be in the doghouse after this, Josh. Thanks
no,
a
no,
lot.
No,
thanks a lot, dude.
So, BuzzFeed, we all know and love it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Facebook in high school.
Mm-hmm.
BuzzFeed quiz. This is going to tell us, we're going to plan our perfect date as the judges. And then it'll tell us what type of person we should go on a date with. So, if one of you listeners.
Can I go first?
Well, we're all going to answer together.
Oh.
And we all have to
I can't just like tell you what my perfect date is.
No, it's a quiz.
Joshua.
Let us take the quiz.
Let me just tell you what it is first. And then we can
shut
your mouth.
What's your perfect date, Richard?
April 24th. Because it's not too hot. And it's not too cold. And you just need a light jacket.
Yeah, it's...
Okay.
Well,
okay,
since
so
we made all this GameStop money, let's just... end the podcast here. And
so you can make shit jokes about obscure quotes and I can't. Yes, I made that rhyme.
Very
on
deep
purpose.
Value. Something deep value. That's the name of the, sorry, that's the name of the GameStop guy. Anywho, where would your date be? I'm going to give us six options and we all have to come to a consensus. Number one.
April 24th, because it's not too hard. Too cold.
All right, Erica, just get into your goddamn stories. Where would your date be? I just realized this is a very localized version, so here we fucking go. Dollar Gill on Unsplash?
Huh?
Which looks like a bookstore.
Okay.
I'll just read the picture. I'll describe the pictures. The beach, a movie, the zoo, a dinner date, or an arcade.
Ooh.
I feel like an arcade would be really fun.
I also think arcade would be a good choice.
I like a good zoo date.
Okay, well, it's two against one, so...
Here's my thought. At first, he said zoo. I was like, that sounds fun. And then I realized...
And then you heard arcade, and you're like, that sounds more fun.
Well, no, yeah. I realized I'm fucking lazy, and a zoo date's fun for, like, the first hour. And it's like, we got, like, two more hours of fucking walking. And Bear's not even out today.
I parked all the way up in Lincoln Park, and we got to... I needed to save $2 on that parking. And we got a long walk back.
Why would you go to the Lincoln Zoo?
We didn't.
What zoo did we go to? And we just saw a sun bear just having like an existential crisis. This
was it Brookfield?
Maybe. We watched this bear walk in a circle for like 15 minutes. It was just.
That was Lincoln Park Zoo.
It was like.
Because we were with Pat Mallory.
There's like a pool or whatever that it would come up to it and look down at it, but not drink water or anything.
See
or
its
get
reflection.
In it. It would stare at it. And then walk and do a lap and then come back and just stare at it. And it was like doing the same exact lap and would just stare at back at the water. And it's like, this bear is not having a
That's
good time.
That's really sad. All right. Well, let's do the arcade. Who's making the first move? We're both kind of awkward. My partner is. I am. IDK.
My partner is.
I was going to say I am.
I would say my. We're both awkward.
Well, that's the happy medium.
That's the
here.
Two betas, and of course, Erica being the alpha over there. So I guess I don't know. What gift did your partner bring you?
You have to bring gifts on a date?
A new book I wanted?
That's a good point. Who brings a gift to a date? I could see, like, a single flower or something.
Can you tell I've never gotten a gift on a date?
We went out in high school. Who's getting gifts in high school?
Fucking R and M.
I probably gave you like, here's the little bouncy ball that gets your free pizza.
Oh, that was fun. You did give me one of those. It was very cute.
At the arcade.
Haley might still have that.
What gift did your partner bring you? A new book I wanted? Flowers? A teddy bear? Or chocolate?
I would say flowers and IMHO.
I'm going to say a book, because I feel like that's a lot easier to stuff into my purse when we're playing arcade games. Like, where the fuck am I going to put flowers?
What about chocolate?
It's
going to melt.
I'm going to bring a single stem flower, and I'm going to hold it in my mouth while
on
I'm playing
arcade
games.
On a date? Get farty? Excuse you. Chocolate makes me gassy.
Chocolate makes you gassy?
I don't know. Maybe. I haven't had it in...
I don't eat it! I've never had it before in my entire life.
Not on a date. New book I wanted. What gift did you bring your partner?
The new book I wanted.
That
just
I wanted.
In case.
Assorted cookies? Tickets to a concert?
That's wild
an expensive gift. One.
A membership to the museum?
Those
I mean,
are
I would love that, but it's wild.
Squishmallows.
What the fuck are those?
Marshmallows? I assume marshmallows, yeah, but it says squishmallows.
None of the above? Is
I mean,
that
I
an
would
option?
You would bring cookies,
I would want
I feel like.
The concert,
I guess.
I feel like, is what I...
The concert's definitely the best...
That's a very, like, big dick, like, we're going on a second date. Because yeah. if I give you two tickets and I'm not coming with you, I'm upset.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, two tickets to a concert. Because of the implication.
I don't like that.
Where are you two going after the date? To my room.
Hey.
The ice cream store. Someplace quiet. I don't know.
Ice cream store.
Correct. What time is your date? Whenever? Night? Noon? Afternoon? Can't be in the morning.
Oh, but breakfast dates are so fun.
So whenever? I feel like if I was going on a date, it'd be
like afternoon.
It depends on what stage of the dating it is. Like first date,
you want it earlier in the day, right?
You want to do like an afternoon date. Why? Maybe a noon date. Because because it's less like
so you can go on a serious. Second date with somebody else after no, that?
Yes.
Because the later in the night a date gets, it comes to that awkward time of like, what are we going to do after? Because like now we're drunk at my place. So if you do it in the middle of the day, there's no drinking. It's more cash.
There's no implications.
Yeah. It's more cash, mirror, otherwise.
Otherwise.
You can easily be like, oh, actually, yeah. I got something at 3. I got
a second guy to go on a date on is all I'm saying.
I got this dude I'm trying to bone here in an hour, so can we wrap this up?
So noon. Noon's a good time for a date.
Sure.
To noon at an arcade with a book and tickets to a concert.
Mm-hmm.
How does it end? We exchange numbers. We kiss. We do whatever we want. Long conversation.
I say we do whatever we want. Because that could be all of the above.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
Your soulmate, this is our answer, smart.
Me?
Your soulmate is smart, clever, and a good person to have an intellectual conversation with.
Guys, that's me.
So any of our listeners.
It's not you two dumbasses, that's me.
She's the one reading books over here, fucking nerd. Reading Burks, reading books, going to museums. Goddamns, that's all I'm Sam's. So any of your listeners, if you're smart and you want to go on a...
If you want to take the judges on a date.
If you want to join our thruple and make it a quadruple.
Aurora's out.
Fuck. Well, no, the judges.
Yeah. They're taking the
She's
judges
She's the official
out of
girlfriend of the pod, though.
That is true. Okay, so if you want to make our quadruple into a quintuple.
Okay.
Then
take us out to the arcade.
Email us in, judgespod@gmail.com.
You're going to have to bring 5 concert tickets, though.
And 5 quarters, because we're all broke. So... You have to pay for the arcade.
Yeah, we've been talking big. GameStop really fell through on us.
maybe if you're lucky, you'll turn the Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Mans into Pac-Man and Mrs. Pac-Mans, if you know what I'm saying. Erica, you want to get into your next story?
I do.
Erica, will you please just throw me a lifesaver out here? I'm drowning.
So, speaking of dating... There we go. Today I fucked up my date.
Nice. He should have listened to BuzzFeed.
Last night, after meeting a girl on Tinder, I ended up at her place. As the two of us were making out on her bed, she wanted to know if I ever mixed sex with shrooms. I shrugged.
What a bold question on a first Tinder hookup.
I shrugged and said I'd never done drugs, period.
Wow.
She looked at me
Let's start at shrooms.
She looked at me like, oh, shit.
Let's go on an 8-hour trip.
Fast forward to her feeding me an unknown quantity of shrooms and telling me how mind-blowing this sex will be.
Hell yeah, dude, as long as I'm getting blown.
I've got no idea when I switched from sober to losing my shit, but there I was, staring at the words on my t-shirt, slowly melting away. My Tinder date, who was now in full fuck mode, wasn't wasting any time undressing me. However, my attention was elsewhere. There was a hula hoop in the corner of the room that I didn't notice before.
Oh, fuck.
I couldn't help but stand up and use it.
I became one with the hoop.
My Tinder date.
The hoop was hooling me.
My Tinder date couldn't stop laughing at me hula hooping with no pants on.
This sounds like a great time.
Not gonna lie, I was living my best life at that moment. I never wanted the hula hooping to stop.
Well, to be fair, if you have a boner, it makes it harder for the hula hoop to drop
that
down
is like,
past the
that's like cheating.
Yeah. I guess I'm assuming the gender or the sex.
My Tinder date was not about that life, though. Eventually, she grew tired of watching me hula hoop and pulled me back to bed for some fucky fucky. The term's in the post.
How did
me.
This dude get almost laid is all I'm saying.
We made out for like 30 seconds again before I ended up hula hooping again.
This dude's awesome.
Babe, but you gotta watch me do this.
I can get 7, I swear.
My Tinder date got frustrated and tossed the hula hoop in the closet. She took off her bra and asked if I wanted to play or hook up. I said hula hoop.
That's not even one of the two options.
She thanked me for wasting her time and her mushrooms before asking me to leave. Now I have to live with the fact that I chose hula hooping over sex.
She was probably having a bad trip. Did she take mushrooms with him?
I would assume.
Yeah, that would she be said, fucked if she didn't.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, like, on those drugs, you need, like,
a guide.
You need the guide.
Here's a question.
Because she's probably having a bad time on that trip. If he's just, like, shutting her down at every instance.
Well, that's why you shouldn't mix drugs with sex.
This isn't as much as a indictment on the OP as much it is on the date. But you can kind of clock when someone's done any amount of drugs in their life. How does this person meet up with this other person on Tinder and, like, have the gall to be like, hey, I'm a regular mushrooms user. Have you done it at all? And he's like, never a fucking drop of alcohol in my life. Jesus does not approve of that. Like,
this is a good start.
How do those two Tinder profiles, like,
match?
Even, like, well, match at all?
It's because the dude doesn't shower. So she's just like, oh, he's like crusty granola dude like me, who's just, like, out in the wilderness eating mushrooms.
But isn't Tinder all about, like, you're just swiping based on looks, not actual profiles?
Yeah, I guess that's fair. But, like, I don't know. Yeah, but, like, that's sort of what I'm saying. Is, like, if this dude's fucking, like, slicked hair, combed down, holding the church part right here, all nice and tight, wearing, like, white-collared t-shirt.
Hang on.
With, like, a red tie. And then this girl's, like, septum piercing, all black choker necklace. You know, people who do mushrooms. I just feel like the Venn diagram of how these two people should, like, look at each other is just way off. It's more on her. She really clocked that situation wrong.
Yeah.
As soon as they say, I've never done a drug, definitely shouldn't put a fucking psychedelic in their body. Especially, I mean, there's a hula hoop in there.
Yeah, it was poor taste to... Here's the thing, too, is, like, if she's done mushrooms before, it's like, you gotta know he's, like, in that zone. You gotta give the dude 15 minutes to go. Let him go hoop, dog.
Hoop?
A boy needs to hoop.
Did I ever tell you guys I was in a hula hooping contest?
Did your boner keep the hula hoop up higher?
Yeah. I made it to, like, the last three.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. How, when, and why?
This last is in, like, week, sixth grade, work. I think. You were probably there. We took...
in, like, the auditorium or something?
At IVCC.
I don't remember going
this
to
IVCC. This was in college?
No, in
I
sixth
literally
grade.
Just said I was sixth grade. But we took a field trip to the college to see something in the auditorium. Some magician or something.
Was it a science experiment?
I don't know. All I remember is them asking for people to come hula hoop, and I raised my hand, and then I hula hooped for, like, 4 minutes straight.
Wow.
I didn't win, though.
Well, that's
I don't think.
Who beat you?
I don't remember.
How do you not remember that?
Yeah, I feel like that would be etched in my brain.
There was
Especially
a ton
how
of schools
competitive
there.
You are.
Oh. It wasn't just our school.
That makes sense. But how much shrooms were you on?
None. I was fucking...
God, you would have won.
11.
You would have won. You either would have won or got late.
You would have became one with the hoop.
When's the last time you've hula'd a hoop? Was that the last time, roughly?
No.
Last week.
I think my sophomore year of high school.
Yeah. That's probably about the last time I hula'd.
I can't tell you. I know I can't hula hoop good. I don't got the fluid in the hips.
You got those shit-ass big hips? What was it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Shit-ass hips?
You boys want another one?
Yeah.
Okay. You're really going to like this one.
I liked the last one, Erica.
I liked all of them so far.
Erica, now, before Christian gets a chance, will you be my Valentine?
Of course.
Yay!
That makes sense.
Be mine. What's the worst Valentine's Day candy heart saying? What's the worst flavor? Chalk or purple chalk?
I think the chalk one's worse than purple chalk.
I actually don't mind those.
Do they have flavor?
No, they're just chalk, man. I would rather eat those chalk than candy corn, though.
Yeah. Candy corn's got a bad flavor.
Candy corn is not a Valentine's Day candy.
I just mean, like, in terms of, like, holiday candy.
What about those shitty candies that are, like, the little wax soda bottles?
Oof. Those are so gross.
Those are okay.
Can we also talk about Peeps?
Peeps ass.
Yeah. Total ass. Okay.
Yeah. No, I hate Peeps, guys.
We're judging you.
I hate putting them in the microwave and having them expand 100-fold and then
never
the ooey gooey peep.
Having it explode and never cleaning the microwave until next Easter when there's still exploded beaks everywhere. Aww.
Okay, moving on. Still in the relationship realm because it's almost Valentine's Day. Am I the asshole for asking my girlfriend to stop smiling so widely for photos?
Yeah.
Can you just smile better, please?
Less wide. Thinner smile, please.
Thinner down.
Everything about you is wide. I want you to be more thin for me.
I, 43 male, met a woman, 34 male. 34 know. Female. Sorry. 34
you
female.
You should know by the time you're 40.
Online several months ago. We began talking and we really hit it off. She's a really pretty woman. But she doesn't have... She does have a slight flaw to her physical appearance.
Fucking smile. Shit.
She has a bad case of TMJ, which makes it so when she gives a big smile, one side of her mouth curls up into a huge grin, while the other side basically stays still. Every selfie we've taken together has her looking like this. While I absolutely accepted that this is just a condition she has no control over, I wish she would do what she can to make it less noticeable. We recently started talking about becoming engaged. Both of our sets of parents are ecstatic since they both apparently thought that grandkids were not happening for either of us. But when the subject of engagement photos came up, I told her that she should not smile quite so broadly so as to let her true natural beauty shine through. She got really angry at this and said that the curled up lip on one side is her natural beauty since it's her. She said that she isn't even sure if marrying me is a good idea anymore.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest of four kids in my family and the only boy. My father, 71 male, when he heard about this, told me that it's no wonder that none of my relationships have worked out through all these years and that I need to apologize to her and beg her forgiveness.
He's just on his recliner, just like, didn't know I raised an idiot.
My mother, 67 female, said that I should have been nicer about it, but she understands.
That's such a mom.
That's worse.
A boy who's never been in love.
That's worse than what this guy said.
Yeah.
I understand why you said that to her, I think.
Yeah. He goes, I know this all sounds bad, but I just really want her to be at her best. That's not for my sake, but for hers.
This dude's wild.
Now, what are the chances this is the second time TMJ has come up on our podcast? Didn't you talk about TMJ?
Yeah.
But something with, like, your temple or some dumb
shit? Temporal mandibular joint.
I think it's, like, tight, meaty joomjis. What were we saying earlier?
Joomjis, correct. It's definitely tight, meaty joomjis. Christian, you got a bad smile.
Oh, no.
What? I disagree.
I would say I have bad teeth. I don't think I have a bad smile.
Imagine telling somebody when they're the happiest, you're ugly to me. when you derive joy, I am upset from that.
I hope you're joking.
Of course I was joking. I famously have the worst smile on the pod.
Incorrect.
Who has the worst smile then?
Probably
Christian,
me.
Yeah.
It's Christian.
No, it's not.
Look at that fucking gap.
It's not about
He's
the
got
teeth.
A gap.
I have a gap.
What? Not like mine. I got like a fucking...
And whose fault
Michael
is that?
Michael Strahan. Going
It's TMJ. It's not...
His no. This bitch had braces and didn't wear his
who
retainer.
Who gives a 17-year-old a retainer and thinks they're responsible enough to keep track of this for the rest of their life?
Marsha, anyway. Glenn, I'm sorry.
Anywho.
So Smile Direct Club, if you're looking for some sponsorship slots, we're available.
I've got a coworker who has... A fiance who not a good smiler. He forces it and like she has to tell him every time, like, pretend like you love me. Pretend like you like being around me. And yeah, it's like that smile exactly. Very good.
Do you guys remember, if I say the name, will you bleep it?
Well, that's too much work.
Are you serious?
Fine,
is it really that much work to bleep something?
He might not even know this person. Do I know?
You guys both know her.
Oh, okay.
Just cover your mouth.
I was going to say, just cover your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
When she'd smile.
Wait, no. Was that her name? Yeah. Like, do you think it had...
Well, she also has a terrible smile, but no.
Look, long story short, a lot of people have bad smiles.
Well, it wasn't even her smile. Like, her smile was fine, but, like, she'd have a normal face. I'll just move my glasses so everybody at home can see. She'd have, like, a normal face, and then when she'd smile, she'd go...
Just, like, crazy eyes.
Yeah.
You really got to work on that Duchenne's smile. Get those.
What the fuck does that mean?
So the Duchenne smile is where you use the muscles around your eyes, kind of, where it's like when you naturally smile, you get like crow's feet, kind of.
Okay.
Because your eyes kind of clinch up. So you can tell when people are faking it really bad because they only move their muscle or their jaw muscles where they're just like. So you really got to work on getting these things going right like that. Yeah. Well, better smile though, right? Like, don't look that bad at it.
Maybe it's just. The ugly face is making the smile look worse.
You don't have an ugly face.
You got a good frown. Like, I'm happy when you're sad, I think. That's good.
That brings me a lot of joy when you're frowning. Like, it looks really good on your face.
What's that one song? You look so sad in photographs, but I absolutely love it. When you cryle. That's, of course, when you're crying in the Nile.
Oh, my God.
So,
is this podcast over yet?
Nope. Look, here's the thing.
We'll never let it die.
This dude's a fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. But also now, how?
But he's onto something.
Well, no, not
hear
necessarily.
Me out.
But like, let's say you do notice like a physical thing about your partner, and you want to like maybe throw in like a suggestion. How would you even go about doing that?
You don't. You don't.
You just don't talk about it.
Nope. Because now you've made that person self-conscious about something that maybe they were finally getting over.
Yeah, that's true.
And now that's all that they're going to think every time you look at them is that's all you see.
Yeah, I was once told, you look really good except for your chin. And I was like, that's fucked me up
something
for 25
years.
Something
you literally can't fix.
Exactly.
Like, well, now I've just got this big old butt chin I got to live with. And also think about that. Now, where do we land on the, like, on the scale of, like, having a zit?
You got a booger.
No, that's like not that big of a deal because like you can pop that zit or you can pick that booger.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. But when it's a physical feature that you literally can't change.
Well, she
like if
change
you looked
smile.
At me and you were like, hey, that scar on your face is disgusting. Go get plastic surgery. I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Well, but
I can't do anything about that.
Okay.
Just like fair. This girl's smile. Like she.
What if
when
you
she's
tie your
genuinely
shoes bad?
That's a behavior,
what if
not
they,
a physical
what
feature.
If they tuck in their shirt like all the time.
Again, that's a behavior, not a physical feature.
Is smiling nasty. Bad, not a behavior?
No.
You can fix a smile.
A little bit of training. Get a pencil.
I am appalled
Listen,
at the
Erica,
two of you right now.
You need
right
to
now.
Smile more, okay, honey?
Go fuck yourself.
It is that look. If this was reversed and the guy had TMJ and the woman told him, it is like a little bit different because. There is such an already big stigma of, like, men telling women how and when and why to smile. And
this, is that the plural of smiling?
Correct.
The smile?
No, that's not correct.
Oh, so that whole thing plays into this, but yeah. Especially given that she has a, like, a physical, like... A
deformity? Reason. That's fucked up, Josh.
Physical reason for why her smile is the way it is.
Can we stop saying smile?
No.
I don't like that.
Well, it's a half smile. It's a smile.
Okay, I get it, but it doesn't. I don't agree.
So this dude's single on Valentine's Day, huh? Took him 42 years. Now he fucking threw it all down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
His mom still loves him, though, so that's cool.
Yeah, well, she's got a hot smile.
Oh, damn, mom. You got a hot smile.
Babe, just smile as good as my mom does it.
Look how hot my mom looks when she smiles. Can't you just smile like this?
All three of my sisters and my mom all smile hot.
Speaking of faces, this is a quick one.
Okay.
Is anyone else... Oh, this is a new subreddit alert.
Whoop. On Valentine's Day, not the least.
It's called Too Afraid to Ask.
Okay.
This post is called, Is anyone else, like, super suspicious of Elon Musk? I can't really put my finger on it. Maybe it's his explosive wealth, which I don't totally understand how he made. Or maybe it's his pseudo bad boy public persona.
Bad boy?
Which strikes me as curated. Or maybe it's just something about his face. which kind of looks like the face a blind person would draw after feeling a bunch of faces with their hands.
Oh my God.
That's really funny. That's
either so way, rude. He's off-putting and I don't trust him.
It's really funny.
So you could fix the first part of their critique by Googling how Elon Musk got rich.
Money.
Blood emeralds and then PayPal and then Tesla. Done. But the rest is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
One of my favorite comments on this post is, man gives off, I'm a secret supervillain vibe, but like not that secret.
Yeah. I don't even feel like he like gives off. He's like the kid that wants to be a supervillain, but like. Doesn't have what it takes.
He's the sidekick guy in The Incredibles.
Yeah.
He's the kid with the red hair.
Exactly.
But
then you got like Jeff Bezos. That's super villain. That dude like don't say anything. Yeah. You just know he's got more money than he could ever spend in 100 lifetimes.
The dude lost half of his money in a divorce and is still the second richest person in the world.
Who's the richest?
Elon.
Is it really?
He just passed him.
Oh, wow.
He's the richest African-American because he's South African. That's a nice shit meme for you. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's shitty. Yeah, look, we don't need to go into much
deliberation. He's a bad boy.
Yeah, pseudo bad boy is...
You just mean he's a fucking meme lord. Like...
This is Grimes writing it.
Ah.
She's like trying to hype up her husband, like, pseudo bad boy.
Are they still together? I thought they...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
How's X
Alien?
X-Aeon
fucking
12.
Mark 12. I don't know, man. What was he in the news for? Like, he was criticizing someone's name, and it's like, motherfucker, your kid's name is the goddamn, like, receipt code where you get printed off at CVS to get half off a gallon of milk. God, he fucking sucks. But hey, man, he, like, single-handedly pushed, like, Bitcoin and GameStop up, like, 20%, so...
Yeah.
Thanks, Daddy.
Thanks, Daddy Musk. Elon. Take us to Mars, Daddy Elon.
Ay, ay, ay. Well.
You know, with that, we can
wrap this.
Take us home.
Shit show up.
Very good.
I did it, guys. I segued.
Okay, now continue.
I'm going to go right off the cliff with this, like the owner of Segway.
Oh, God.
If you like our podcast, leave us a review. Or maybe now that's a thing, go to our YouTube channel and leave us a comment saying, ha ha ha, this was the funniest episode I've watched so far.
Yeah.
LOL, can't wait for more. LMAO, guys, you're so funny.
Speaking
Raffle.
Of, somebody left a YouTube comment talking about how funny I am. So like, Joshua, why don't you just read that?
Yeah, your mom made a YouTube account and left a comment. Yeah, let me pull it up. Tell them where they can find us on social media.
So we are on Facebook and Twitter and now TikTok, apparently.
We're not on Facebook, we're on Instagram.
Oh my God, I'm so dumb. We're on Instagram. Is owned by Facebook.
But we're not on Facebook.
Whatever.
Because that's for boomers.
We're on MySpace and... No, I'm just kidding. Should we get a MySpace, though?
No, we don't make music. Well, I guess we kind of did.
We'll get a MySpace. But we're on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod. Also, that's our Gmail too. JudgiesPod@gmail.com.
And of course, back to the YouTube comment. Someone, their name is No One.
So mysterious.
The notification that I got was literally, no one left a comment, which was pretty fucking funny. So it said, no one left a comment, quote, you know it's fall weather because now there's chili. It's chili in the air and you're eating chili in your house and whatnot. Erica 2020.
Yes.
And on that note, guys, share your chili with your friends.
Yes.
Share the podcast with your friends.
Yes.
And have a good dance on Valentine's Day.
Well, yes.
Good dance.
Sure.
Have a good day.
Bye.
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 We love you.
Judges love you.
Judges love you.
More than you'll ever know.
To the moon and back.
When you wake up in the middle of the night and you feel like somebody is watching you and you look around and you don't see anybody, just know that's the